morning. We are hopefully going to finish the text of Chazon Yeshayahu today. And then we'll Bezus Hashem try to grapple with the reality of this as our Haftarah for this week. So we left off in Pasuk Chaf. There are about 7 Pasukim left. And we are actually Chaf Aleph. We just ended up talking about the Tochelu, the Teuklu, and that the Pi Hashem is the one that's speaking. So now we are in Chaf Aleph, and Yeshayahu asks a rhetorical question, possibly rhetorical. He says, Eicha ha'yisal zona kirya ne'mana. And of course, whenever we see that word Eicha, so what do we immediately think? Where else are we going to see this word soon, not in Megillas Eicha? In the Parsha. The word Eicha comes up in the Parsha as well. Some people have the custom to read the Pasuk in the Parsha. In Parshas Devarim, read that Pasuk to the chop of, to the tune of Eicha. Many people have the custom to read this Haftarah, Chazon Yeshayahu, mostly to the tune of Eicha. So, you know, this word Eicha, this how could it be, is one that's on our mind, especially as we get closer to Tisha B'Av. In the Parsha before Tisha B'Av, the Haftarah before Tisha B'Av, and the Tisha B'Av itself, this Eicha Yisrael Zona. How did this happen? How did we get here? Eicha Yisrael Zona, how could it be that the Kirya Ne'emana, the faithful city, became a Zona? What a Zona is, a Zona is the exact opposite of faithful. Right? The Zona has, there is no commitment, there is no relationship, there is no, you know, a connection. Connections, relationships are based on faith, based on trust. How is it possible that the Kirya Ne'emana, this faithful city, became a Zona? Meleasi Mishpat Tzedek Yalinba Vata Meratzchim. It was originally filled with Mishpat and Tzedek. Justice and righteousness would fill Yerushalayim, and that's where Tzedek would yalin, would sleep in it. V'ata meratzchim. And now they're murderers. We saw the lashon of rachsu before, right? Wash yourselves. And now that they've become murderers. As we spoke about previously, Yerushalayim is the right, that's the capital of Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is the stage for the world that Hashem created or developed a nation that would represent His values, and He put them in Eretz Yisrael so everyone could see them. That's right, and no matter what, people the focus is on Eretz Yisrael in the news and elsewhere. And there's supposed to be these paragons of virtue that people are supposed to look up to them and see tzedek and mishpat and say, this is what it means. This is a utopian society. This is a society that functions well. This is a society of people who care about each other. How is it possible that a city that represented faith, that was filled with mishpat and tzedek would sleep there, and now they are murderers, the ultimate violation of human rights, the right to exist. How is that possible? How did it happen? Kasbe hayal sigim saveich mahul b'moyim. So your silvers become like sigim. Sigim is, the Mepharshim discussed, it's a mix of copper and silver, meaning it was just impure. It's not pure silver. It's this mix. The English translation is dross, but it's a mix of silver and copper. And sav'eich mahul b'mayim is that this like wine, this type of wine is diluted, that we're not what we're supposed to be. That there's supposed to be, and we still have the image to some degree of what we're supposed to be, because it's like diluted wine, heavily diluted wine, or impure silver with lots of copper mixed in. So if you look at it, you say, "Oh, that's silver, right?" But it's not really. Look at that. Oh, that's like a strong wine. No, it's not really a wine. It's half water. So we still have. So I assume Yeshayahu is saying is that we still have that image of you know the Jewish people, but we are. Certainly not living up to the standard of what it means to be the Jewish people, and it's a problem because if it's incongruous, right? If it's not a true reflection of who we are, then it's a bigger chilul Hashem. Meaning, what's a bigger chilul Hashem than someone a Jew violating an avera? Someone who looks very very Jewish and violating an avera, right? When it's not what the Gemara in Maseches Brachos describes as tocho kabaro, the insides are not like the outside. That's a terrible chilul Hashem, because it reflects on everybody in a certain way. You know, like if a Jew without a kippah violates Shabbos, so it's really bad, right? It's an Isur Skila, and that's pretty bad. It doesn't get much worse. One of the worst Isurim is violating Shabbos. But it's worse if somebody who looks frum is doing it. So you have over here this silver, this wine, but it's not really silver. It's not really wine. It's very very impure, and something needs to be done about that. Sorayich sorerim v'chavrei ganavim kula. So your sorayich, your officers, your princes, are wayward. The chavrei ganavim and the friends are thieves. Kulo ohev shochad rodef shalmonim. They all love bribery and chase after payments. They want to get paid for these. There are a lot of perverted courts during this time as well. The judges were paid off constantly. Yasom lo yishpotu v'riv almana lo yavo alehem. The orphan, they wouldn't do justice for them. The widow, no one would come to them. So let's take a look at this. Sorayich sorerim. So what do you notice there? We've been doing Yishayo for a few days. So not exactly double lashon, because they're different words. Sorayich with a sin means your officers, and sorim is with a samach, and that means wayward, to be turned, like sur meira. But what you're saying is that there's there's alliteration, and there's also what's called consonants. Alliteration is at the beginning of the word, so there's the su sound at the beginning, and then the resh after. Sorayich sorerim, and that's intentional. That there is this, there's a srirus that's replaced with srirus, you could say. That these, there's officers. Now, what's an officer supposed to be? An officer is someone who's in charge, you're supposed to look up to them. They're supposed to be a representative of the people. And what you have is these sarayic officers, princes, sorarim, but they're wayward. They've gone off. And that's a really bad thing. If a stomp person goes off, that's okay, it's bad. But the officers, the people in charge, the people representing, that's really bad. The judges were corrupt. The kings, most of them were corrupt. Sarayich sorerim. It's the ultimate disgrace. It's that the sarayich turned into sorerim. When he uses Lashonos like this, he's trying to call extra attention, I think. He's trying to call extra attention to this, so you could think about how tragic this is. This is the Kirya Ne'amana that turns into a zona. This was the faithful city. This was the city where there was tzedek and mishpat, and now it's filled with murderers. Not petty thieves, murderers. This was silver, but it's impure. This was wine, but it's diluted. They were sarayach, but the sarayach are sorerim. The sriros turns into sriros, or the samach. The chavrei ganavim kulod, and you know, ohev shochad verodev shalmonim. What does that sound like to you? Ohev shochad verodev shalmonim. Right, it's a perversion of a beautiful phrase to be an ohev shalom v'rodev shalom. It's ohev, not shalom, shochad, it was bribery, not rodev shalom, rodev shalmonim, payday, and like inappropriate payday, like you know, under the cover, under the table payday. So things are so corrupt. From the people who came from Avram Avinu, and somehow we are Sodom and Amorah now. We have fallen so far from what we're supposed to be. The Nechama a little bit here, even though we're not by Nachmo yet. The Nechama, and hopefully we don't have Nachmo. Hopefully we'll have Simchu. We'll have a Simchu. But the Nechama a little bit is that if there's a standard we're supposed to be held to. So it's nice to know. It's nice to know of what we once were and what we could be again. It's not like we're, this is it. That it's that Hashem's saying, when a parent says, like, I'm very disappointed in you. I expect better of you. So usually that hurts. But for some children never got that because their parents never told them that I expect better of you. They gave up on them. They said, whatever. That hurts even more. Your parent says you can't do better. But we're here, Hashem is saying there's something there, just lacking. There's something there, but you're not there yet. There's potential. But there's a major chisaron. So Lachain, what are we gonna do? Lachain. Therefore, Na'um Adon Hashem Tzvakos Avir Yisrael. Therefore, the word of the Master Hashem, Master of Legions, powerful one of Yisrael. Hoy enachem mitzray v'inikma me'oyevai. Whoa, I am going to be comforted from my oppressors, and I'm going to take revenge against my enemies. Hashem says, it's too much. The simple understanding of most Rishonim is that he is referring to Klai. So he's saying, I have to take care of things. I'm very angry, Kaviyachol, Hashem says, as he wants to express it to us, and I need to be comforted, and I need to take revenge. There needs to be nekama, and for me, nechama, and so I'm going to have to cause a great destruction in order to rebuild, as Yirmiyahu started with. But then that's really what all he says about that. He says, "Vashiva yadi alayich v'tzrof kabor sigayich." Vasira kol bedilayich. It says, but I will return my hand upon you. And he says, etzrof kabor sigayich. Remember, we saw that lesson before. He says, I'm going to refine you. And vasira kol bedilayich. I'm going to remove all the metals that shouldn't be there. I'm going to purify this, you, my nation of silver. Right. So he's saying we're silver. We're impure silver, but we're silver. We're wine. We're diluted wine, but we're wine. He says, I'm going to refine you. That will happen. And I'm going to return your judges like they originally were, your advisors to the way it was at the beginning. We know this phrase. Is Yeshayahu borrowing a phrase from Shmona Esrei, right? Vashiva shoftei nekvarishon v'yatzin nekvatrila. Is he borrowing a phrase from Shmona Esrei? No. Chazal designed Shmona Esrei based on Pesuk Min Tanach. So that phrase in Shmona Esrei they got from here. As you learn through more of Tanach, you'll see you'll see bits and pieces of anything that Chazal designed coming from here. So when we say the bracha now, when we think about it, just for the next few days at least until Tisha B'Av, to think about that bracha, Shiva Shavtenik Rishon Yotzeinik LaTechila, to think of the words as Yishayahu said them, that Hashem is going to return order and justice. I hear from a lot of people that that's a harder bracha for people. Like, you know, I get Rifa'enu, that's cool. Baruch Aleinu, my favorite one. And you know, there are many brachos in Shem Yisrael understands Yerushalayim. Hopefully, especially during this time, we're thinking about that. But a lot of people have trouble with Hashiva Shavtenik Rishonav Yatenu Vatechila V'Shemin Yagon Manocha. Like, what are we talking about? The court system. That we need proper courts. We need proper justice. We need for the people in charge to be righteous. No more Chilul Hashem from people who are leaders. That's what we need to take place, and that's what we're diving for here. And after this, you know what's going to happen? After we return the proper judges, we reinstate justice. You know what's going to happen? The Yikari Lech Ir HaTzedek Kirya Ne'emana. It's going to be called the City of Righteousness and the City of Faith. It's going to return to that. It's going to be that every single country in the world will admit the righteousness of Israel. Right now, in Eretz Yisrael, anybody who knows anything knows about the corruption, you know, the political corruption in Eretz Yisrael, also everywhere. Also everywhere, right? But in Eretz Yisrael, it's supposed to be different. But everyone's going to know. It's going to be called the Ir HaTzedek Kirya Ne'emana. Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveha b'tzdaka. Tzion is going to be redeemed with mishpat. And it's going to v'shaveha, and it's those who are captive, the captives, bitstaka, with righteousness. This really means two different things. First of all, that we're going to be like redeemed from this state of a lack of justice and being known for justice again. But also that's the ticket. That's the key. The key is focusing on mishpat and tzedaka. Justice, righteousness. Treating people fairly and then even beyond. And that's going to be the ticket. Okay, so we have officially done the text. Now that we did the text once, now we can finally take a look and try to analyze it and ask real questions and figure out what we're doing, and we only have one shiur left to do it. We're going to end with this one question, and we'll try to approach it tomorrow. The question we're going to end with is this. Why is this the Haftarah chosen? There are many nevuos throughout Nevi'im about the Churban HaBayis. Many, many nevuos. Additionally, the idea of a Haftarah is it's in Yana Diyoma. Navi, that's relevant material for that day. So, yeah, I guess, you know, it makes sense to do some of this, but really, like, maybe we should be reading about the Korban HaBayis. That's in Malachim. Why don't we read about the story of the Korban HaBayis itself? Why are we reading a Nevuah about it? It's like, it's a little bit removed. And then, of course, once we're reading a Nevuah, why this one? There's so many. Why was Yirmiyahu the last 2 weeks and Yeshayahu this week? Why is this Shabbos Chazon? The answer was that this is Shabbos Chazon. It's called Chazon because of Chazon Yeshayahu. But why do we choose Chazon Yeshayahu as opposed to any other Nevuah to enter into the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av? So I'll let you think about that for the next 24 hours minus 20 minutes, and Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow. Have a great day. Yeah.